This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hamas militant group says it has accepted an Egyptian Qatari ceasefire proposal to halt the 7-month war with Israel. An official familiar with Israeli thinking says Israeli officials are examining the ceasefire proposal approved by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, but the official warns that the plan is, quote, not the framework Israel proposed. Israel's military carried out airstrikes in Rafah on Monday, residents said, hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city where more than 1 million people have been sheltering. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Hamas-affiliated Al-Aqsa TV said Israel had targeted areas in eastern Rafah near neighborhoods given evacuation orders. This follows an overnight aerial attack on Rafah, where Israeli planes hit 10 houses, killing at least 20 people and wounding several, medical officials said. The Israeli military said it had attacked the site of Sunday's mortar launch that killed 4 Israeli soldiers, and that it was conducting limited operations on the eastern part of Rafah in response to that mortar strike.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Sirens rang out as survivors of the Holocaust, who are also impacted by Hamas's attacks on October 7th, lit a torch on Monday at an event commemorating the victims of Nazi atrocities during World War II. The 6 were attending the annual March of the Living event held on the site of Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp, where more than 1.1 million people, mostly Jews, perished in gas chambers or from starvation, cold, and disease. The Hamas attack happened October 7th, 2023. This is VOA News. Russia is threatening to strike British military facilities and says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. Monday's statements came after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. Moscow warned Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory using British-supplied weapons could bring retaliatory strikes against British military facilities and equipment on the Ukrainian territory or elsewhere. It was the first time Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Floods in southern Brazil have killed at least 75 people over 7 days, with 103 people missing. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Massive floods in Brazil's southern Rio Grande do Sul state have also forced more than 88,000 people from their homes. Rescue workers traveled by helicopter to transport those stranded by the floods to safety. After visiting the submerged city of Porto Alegre by helicopter for a second time, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva told reporters he brought along other politicians this time so they could see the extent of the situation. The floods have left a wake of devastation, including landslides, washed out roads and collapsed bridges across the state. I'm Karen Chamas.
Chad's presidential election concludes on Monday, with civilians going to the polls a day after members of the military cast their ballots. Moki Edwin Kendezka has more from neighboring Cameroon.
Early voting was peaceful. However, Chad's National Election Management Agency, known as ANJ, said that several thousand polling stations opened late due to what they call logistical difficulties. Chad's transitional president, General Mahamat Idriss Deby, voted in Jamina's second district and pleaded with civilians to go out en masse and perform their civic duty of voting for the person who will manage Chad's affairs for the next 5 years. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The judge presiding over former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial fined him $1,000 on Monday and warned of jail time for future gag order violations, while jurors heard testimony for the first time about the financial reimbursements at the center of the case. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.